are so many voices pulling us apart, telling us what to do and who to be. What if for once we fought back? Let's stop, breathe, and refocus. It's time to be everything you were meant to be. Welcome to the Authentic Series. This is part one, the shoulds. I'm so excited to get this series started. It is going to be awesome. Thank you for coming on this journey with me. And I missed you guys last week. Last week was Easter Sunday, and I took a break to do taxes and celebrate Jesus. And all the while, I kept wrestling with this one word, sacrifice. Probably not the word you were expecting to hear on your Monday morning commute. But honestly, we make sacrifices all day long. Getting up early to go to the gym, holding our tongues when we want to call our boss an idiot, eating salads with quinoa instead of a Big Mac? You get my point. We are surrounded by these decisions of sacrifice. But I have to ask, why are we doing it? Is this something that we were told when we were younger, or are we just doing it because we think we should? I had an interesting perspective shown to me this past week by Yogi Chelsea Corris. She has this great flow series that incorporates journaling into yoga, and she posed this question that I felt was so pivotal to life. Are you doing this because you should or because you want to? That is a big question. So she broke it down with a quick journaling activity. She said to journal about all the things that you should do, like write a list. I should blank. I should do the laundry. I should eat healthy. I should be a nice human, etc. After writing all of that, she said to look back at the list of shoulds and ask yourself, what do you want to do out of that list? For instance, I should eat healthy, but do I want to eat healthy? So you go through all of your shoulds like that, but you can dive deeper too and ask yourself why. Like, I want to eat healthy because it makes me feel better. I really loved this exercise and shift of perspective. It was so interesting because I realized a lot of my to-do list was shoulds and not want-tos. There were so many things that I was sacrificing over and over and over again that I didn't even want to be doing. Sacrifice has a lot of definitions, but one that I think is most relatable is this: to give up something important or valued for the sake of other considerations. We are making an exchange when we sacrifice for our shoulds. And what exactly are we exchanging? Our time, money, energy, even love. We are exchanging our whole selves for these shoulds. Every choice we make in life is a sacrifice for shoulds or want-tos. I know that's pretty heavy, but sometimes it's worth it. In the spirit of Easter, let me use this example. Jesus sacrificed his life for our life, not because he should, but because he wanted to. And not only that, but God sacrificed his only son so that we might have life and have it to the fullest. Thank you, God, man. That ultimate sacrifice was a want to, and that is why it is so epic. Are our sacrifices epic? I know mine aren't. I'm constantly overwhelmed with pitiful shoulds. I should do this, I should do that. And it just wears down on my soul. And it makes me weary because I'm just piling requirements on top of myself with obligations and burdens to do things that are so minuscule in the grand picture of life. Guys, the other day I literally had a breakdown over making mac and cheese. I mean, all these small sacrifices are building up and can lead to a huge meltdown. No pun intended. And I really think there's something to this. I think this is how we move ahead and push forward in life. So often our shoulds are requirements that we place upon ourselves. They're sacrifices that we feel like we should make because our parents told us to, or our boss said we should, or YouTube said so. But the shoulds are overwhelming. How do we fix this? I mean, how do we do anything? Your Authentic Series challenge this week is to write down your shoulds. Look over that list and ask yourself, what do I want to be doing? And then ask yourself why. Why do you want to do that? Why do you want to be that? What is worth the sacrifice? That is quite the challenge. I'm excited about it. Your energy is going somewhere. Don't drain it over things that don't matter so that you can't do what does matter. Get laser focused on what truly matters and chase after it. It's worth the fight. That thing that you truly desire to be or to do is worth the sacrifice. I'll end with this quote from Shauna Nyquist. It's not hard to decide what you want your life to be about. What's hard is figuring out what you're willing to give up in order to do the things that you really care about. Keep your head up, guys, and keep moving forward. I'm so proud of you. I love you, and you are going to do amazing things. Thank you so much for listening this week. This has been part one in the Authentic series. Tune in next week for part two and get updates on my Instagram at heezy.life. Have a great week and keep it heezy, my friends.